This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh were consigned to flames with full state honours at the Nigam Bodh Ghat in Delhi today. Sikh priests and family members of Dr. Singh recited verses from Gurbani before the last rites. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to former Prime Minister at the Nigam Bodh Ghat. Besides several leaders from the Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi offered their tributes. Union Home Ministry has announced that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. State mourning has been declared for 7 days till 1st of January. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with United States Representative and the next National Security Advisor Michael Waltz during his official visit to the United States. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, both sides held a wide-ranging conversation on bilateral partnership as well as current global issues. He also expressed hope to work with him. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, has directed that the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, to investigate allegations of differential pricing by cab aggregators. They are allegedly charging different fares for the same rides on Android and Apple devices. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that he has asked CCPA to conduct a detailed inquiry into this and submit a report at the earliest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. The Indian Army contingent, comprising 334 personnel, has departed today to participate in the 18th edition of battalion-level joint military exercise Surya Kiran. The exercise will be conducted in Saljhandi, Nepal, from the 31st of this month to the 13th of next month. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said the exercise aims to enhance interoperability in jungle warfare, counter-terrorism operations in mountains, and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief under the United Nations Charter. The National Commission for Women, NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar, has constituted a fact-finding committee to investigate the alleged sexual assault incident at Anna University in Chennai. The commission in a statement said that the two-member committee will examine the circumstances leading to the incident and assess the action taken by the authorities. At least 19 Pakistani soldiers and 3 Afghan civilians were killed today after heavy clashes erupted between Afghan and Pakistani border forces at border crossing points. The fierce clashes are ongoing in eastern Afghanistan's coast and Paktita provinces bordering Pakistan. Afghan border forces have set on fire several Pakistani military posts in the Ali Shir district of Khost province. 3 Afghan civilians lost their lives due to mortar shells fired by Pakistani soldiers in the Dandepatan district. The clashes took place following airstrikes carried out by Pakistani troops in Paktita province on Tuesday night that killed 51 people, including women and children. Indian ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on China's Hu Chae-an in the semi-final of King's Cup International Badminton Open in Shenzhen, China today. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In cricket, India were 358 for 9 against Australia in their first innings at stumps on day 3 or 4 test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. The visitors are still trailing by 116 runs in reply to Australia's first innings total of 474. Stumps were drawn early today due to poor light. Indian batter Nitish Kumar Reddy scored his maiden test century. Nitish with impressive 105 and Mohammad Siraj with 2 were at the crease when stumps were drawn today. The visitors resumed their first innings at the overnight score of 164 for 5 this morning. The 5-match series is currently tied at 1-1. The 2024-25 edition of the Hockey India League HIL is set to begin at Rourkela in Odisha this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.